GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. George, if memory serves, the last time we talked with this gentleman, he said he was going to get a chainsaw and go build a cabin in East Millinocket. I just remember him saying that, and apparently it's done, and he's got a telephone inside. Former Congressman Mike Mishu, Democrat of Maine, welcome back to the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Rick, and good morning to both you and George. Unfortunately, I haven't built that log cabin yet. I've used my chainsaw, but I haven't got it built yet. So, been too busy. Retirement's busy.
Yeah,
retirement's busy.
Retirement's busy. We barely knew you were alive. there's not enough trouble in the world in the Board of Selectmen that you had to stick your nose into the politics again.
Yeah, I was planning on staying out of the race, but I figured I'd jump in. So,
why don't you share with listeners that didn't know? We saw the announcement that came yesterday. You have picked the person whom you're backing in the race for the White House. Who is it and why?
Yep. I'm supporting Mike Bloomberg. And the reason why I'm supporting Mike, actually, I met with Mike 9 years ago. A bunch of us moderate Democrats went to New York, and we sat down with him when he was mayor. And I really do like Mike. Mike, like myself, actually grew up in a working-class family. He worked hard for everything he had. Paying his way through college, actually, as a parking lot attendant. And he started his own business, and he did very well. And, his business is one of the most influential businesses in the world. And the reason why I'm supporting Mike is he's a no-nonsense type of guy. He really cares about issues, and he's willing to also put his money where his mouth is on issues and veterans. One of the things that I really like about Mike is, I'm very strong on veterans issues, and as a ranking member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee that I served for a number of years, I saw the problems that our veterans had faced. And Mike, when he was mayor of New York, what he did actually, without any help from the federal government or state government, he started addressing the veterans' employment issues. He created a Veterans Employment Initiative for New York veterans to find good jobs and affordable housing, and he's really concerned about the veterans issues. I really like that. The other area, as you know, we have here in Maine with our opioid problem here in Maine. That's an issue that Mike has been a leader on, fighting against the epidemic when he was mayor in New York, and he actually established a prescription painkiller abuse task force in New York, and it's really been focused on how we can prioritize treatment over incarceration, and he really did a great job, and he put up actually $50 million in nationwide to help fight the opioid crisis. So he's really a no-nonsense type of guy, really cares about issues. Some of the issues were important to Maine, whether it's climate change, healthcare, jobs, those are issues Mike has fought for and still is fighting for as candidate for President of the United States.
Well, Mike, we all know your record. Just to refresh it very quickly here, you were the congressman in CD2 from 2003 to 2015. You had a long run. You were the ranking member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, and that was around 2012 to 15. And then you ran for governor of Maine. You were Assistant Secretary of Labor for Veterans Employment and Training. And, of course, you were in the Maine House since then. I mean, there's no job really you haven't taken on here in Maine. Now you stuck your nose into the Board of Selectmen. You're a busy guy. And there are a lot of Democrats running for president in the primary, but some are falling by the wayside. What do you think about Mike's chances really nationwide right now?
I think Mike's chances are great. Mike is a very hard worker. He works extremely hard. He's been getting around there. He's in 35 states. He cares about people, and he's just going to keep going right up until Election Day. So that's something that is important to Mike. He has the resources that he needs to make a good run for the president. And I just feel very glad to be able to support him, and will continue to do whatever I can to make sure that he's the Democratic nominee.
Mike, there were some that perceived Mr. Bloomberg to be anti-Second Amendment, anti the privilege, anti the right to carry a firearm. Yet, as I recall, you as a congressman supporting the right to bear arms. And there are a lot of people that hunt in Maine, and they want to continue that privilege. How do we balance the two?
Yep. That's a good question. Thank you, Rick. Mike Bloomberg actually supports responsible gun control, universal background checks. When you look at hunting and fishing in Maine, the sportsman's issues are important here in Maine, and it's been a long tradition of ours. But Mike isn't looking at taking your hunting rifles away, or he supports common sense regulations to keep weapons out of the hands of violent criminals and domestic abusers. So I think it's a common sense a type of approach, and with anything, I think the more that Mike gets around there, in Maine, throughout the country, to talk about these issues, he'll learn more in some of the concerns and how do you address those particular concerns that people might have.
Well, some people were shocked when he ran. After all, he's had a very successful business life. He could, just put his feet up and forget the whole thing now. He had a big splash. He put, I think, $37 million in a television ad buy, and he's not holding rallies and that type of stuff. How is he going to convince the Democrats that he's the one, when often the person you select isn't necessarily the most equipped, but it's whoever is the most popular?
Yeah, well, Mike is campaigning in 35 states. He's been drawing large crowds in those states, and he's generating massive enthusiasm. And I think there's a real desire for a president who can get things done for our country. And that's one thing Mike is very committed to doing, is getting things done. And he understands that for too long, our country has been written off by Democrats and Republicans alike, and Mike's really committed to fighting the toxic partisan environment in Washington D.C. and across the country. And so he's doing a great job. He's still got a lot more work that he has to do. He did jump in the game late, but he's definitely the momentum is going his way, and I feel very comfortable that he's going to give it all he can to make sure he's the Democratic nominee.
Former Congressman Mike Mishu, the Democrat of Maine and East Millinocket, this morning talking with us on GHRT, announcing his endorsement for Mike Bloomberg for president. Speaking not as a registered Republican or a Democrat or a Green or an independent, Mike, I look back to the presidency of Barack Obama, where campaigning, he promised to be someone that would unite and bring the country together. It didn't happen. Under President Trump, he too said, "I can bring us together." It didn't happen. How is Mike Bloomberg going to be able to do what Presidents Barack Obama and President Trump did not do? Bring us together.
Yep. Well, Mike's a very successful business person. When you look at New York City, the work that he has done while he was mayor of New York City, Mike really does get it. And for Mike, one of the important things is, as mentioned earlier, you might have your mindset that this is the way it has to be, but once you get more information, to be able to change and move forward, admit that you might have made a mistake and move forward. So he's very personal. And the fact that if you look at his upbringing, from a middle-class family to being a multi-billionaire today, that hasn't changed Mike as far as how he focuses on issues. He's very data-driven. And you could disagree with Mike today. Tomorrow, you might be working on his side. And I think that's that is important. And I know Mike will be able to bring the sides of together, Republicans and Democrats, because people are getting tired of the partisan bickering, and it's actually getting worse and not better. So Mike's attitude is it's time for less talk, less partisanship, and less division, and it's time to get things done. And I know he'll definitely be that person who can get things done. He's done all his entire career, and I know he'll do it as president of the United States.
Mike, it's no secret you're not going to win the nomination, you're not going to win the election unless you can pull a substantial number of minority voting. You really can't. And when he was mayor, he oversaw a police department that had the stop and frisk law, and it affected mainly young men of color. And he's not running in the first four primary states. So there is a uphill battle he's going to have to face here.
Yeah, and that's one thing that that Mike admitted that that is wrong when you look at stop and frisk. And he was up front. He said it was a mistake. He should have changed it sooner. However, having done that, what Mike has done also is when you look at all the work that he did, all the philanthropic work he's done around the country in cities, help bringing people together, help cities move forward in a positive way, whether it's opioid issues or education issues. Mike did apologize for it, and you can't change history, but you can recognize you made a mistake and learn from that mistake. And Mike has done that, and I respect him for that, because you don't hear politicians admit that they made a mistake and move on. But he's done that. He's going to move on, and he's out there in the communities. And I believe that once people get to hear and see Mike talk, he's going to win a lot of support. And you're absolutely right. Mike doesn't need this job. He's can do a lot of other things, but he's very committed to making sure that this country moves forward.
If we don't ask this last question, we would be fools. But say Mike Bloomberg picks up he gets all the votes, and then he picks up the phone and dials long distance to East Millinocket and says to you, Mike and Mike. Sounds like a good camp. Mike Bloomberg and Mike Mishu. Would you be interested in a VP?
No, I love my job here in East Millinocket as a selectman. I never served at the local level. I definitely would be willing to give Mike advice on that. I'm happy where I'm at. So I've done my time in public office, and I'll be glad to support presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg in any way that I can, other than getting out there and running for vice president myself. So
I tell you, Mike and Mike, it's got a ring to it.
Yeah, it's got a ring.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.